I'll be sharing the devotional for today. So let's start off with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord God, of Lent, Father, where we can just come together, Lord, and just start preparing, Lord, and also remembering, Lord, what you've done for us, Father God. Lord, we just ask you to speak to us today, Lord, through this word. And Father, thank you for this opportunity to share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so our devotional today is called See and Shine, and it's on page 94 of The Journey, if you want to go there. So I'll be sharing on Luke chapter 11, verses 27 to 54, and the devotional is titled See and Shine. While he was saying this, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And see, something greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah. And see, something greater than Jonah is here. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar, but on the lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But if it is not healthy, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, consider whether the light in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, with no part of it in darkness, it will be as full of light as when a lamp gives you light with its rays." While he was speaking, a Pharisee invited him to dine with him. So he went in and took his place at the table. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not first wash before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? So give for alms those things that are within, and see, everything will be clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and herbs of all kinds, and neglect justice and the love of God. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love to have the seat of honor in the synagogues and to be greeted with respect in the marketplace. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without realizing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, lawyers, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not lift a finger to ease them. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your ancestors killed, so you are witnesses and approve of the deeds of your ancestors. For they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that this generation may be charged with the blood of the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be charged against this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering." When he went outside, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile toward him and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say. So today's devotional was written by Pastor Wayne Crook, from the senior pastor of Sky City Church. So let's just read his devotional and I'll give you my 2 cents. My friend Paul and I once took a shortcut on our way home from school. It took us through a large, dark underground tunnel that served as an oversized water drain for the railway line above. At the halfway mark, in absolute darkness, Paul fell over. Seemingly unscathed and unperturbed by his fall, we felt our way forward to the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, standing by a roadside in the afternoon sun, we were shocked to see that Paul was in fact bleeding badly from a deep and long cut to the calf of his leg. He needed urgent medical assistance to stop the bleeding, but had we not been in the light, we would never have known. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. When we hear it and obey it, we will see clearly and shine. And when we shine, those things that once lurked in the darkness to harm us will be revealed, and healing can then take place. So this is a really long passage. And, you know, I really do recognize that there are many things in here which I could talk about. But for me, one of the things that really just blared out was the feelings of offense that the Pharisees and the lawyers had. You know, I think Jesus never sugarcoated anything that he said. He just said it as it was. And I think if I was a person at that time and I had said, if I had been like the woman in the crowd who had just said, oh, you know, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you. And then he replied to me, well, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. And when I was reading this, I was thinking, you know, it's true what he said, but why do I find it so hard to hear it the way that he does, the way that he's spoken it? And, you know, just upon reflection, and a lot of times for myself as well, like we do things because we feel that it's the way that things should be done. As a house church leader, like I've just started, and a lot of the times I feel like I don't know what to do. There are times when I feel like I'm very unable to minister to those that God has put in my care. But by the grace of God, always, like, he gives me a timely word, and I'm able to remember always that it's not about me. And yeah, it's not about me. And it's just that, you know, God chooses to use me during that time. But just speaking of that whole thing about facade, I guess, or just an exterior, what really resonated with me was this part, you know, where in particular, just the way that the Pharisee was just so, the end of this passage is all about how the Pharisees and scribes were just so insulted, just so offended that they couldn't wait to just pounce on Jesus and to catch him and make a mistake. And they were just so fixated on looking perfect, you know, sitting in places where they would be honored, when in fact there was so much more that Jesus was searching for. And, you know, instead of just, you know, they just stopped at being offended, as opposed to, you know, they were offended, and I think maybe they also realized that it was the truth, but the fact that they felt offended at being exposed, that was the part that really struck out at me. You know, as much as it seemed harsh the way that Jesus spoke, he was giving them actually an opportunity to search their hearts and be truthful to him, and to recognize that, you know what, it's not about the exterior, it's not about looking perfect before other people, before men, but about being clean before God, and recognizing that, you know, as a person, that they were they were faulty, and that they weren't perfect, and that they needed to be cleansed within. So just connected to that devotional that Wayne gave, you know, a lot of the times I feel like God's word, when we read it as well, we are easily offended. We are offended because, you know, we feel like, even, you know, for example, fasting, like we feel that we have done these external acts of purging and of cleansing. But, you know, if you look at Isaiah 58, which talks about true fasting, God doesn't say anything about, oh, you know, fasting is supposed to look like, you know, you're all bedraggled and you look weary and haggard and stuff like that. But God says, you know, true fasting is, you know, lifting off the yokes of oppression. It's about turning to your own flesh and aspiring for reconciliation and all of those things. So for me, I just feel like this devotional, not only does it, not only is God's word about just revealing it, but I think adding on to Wayne's words is that, you know, when God reveals it to us, we shouldn't take it with offense. And it sometimes is even harder when we get it, we receive it from a person. We feel that it's a personal dig at our character, and that it's, yeah, that person is out to get us. But really, you know, it's, don't take it with offense, you know, don't take it with offense. And just understand that it's at the heart of it, as much as sometimes the words can be sharp, almost like, you know, a shock of cold water to your system, it really is about being able to come clean before God and just be in that place of drawing close to Him and allowing Him to reveal to us the things that have weighed us down in the past, have been oppressions, and are things that are hindering us from being free. So if we could just have Jean come up now for a time of worship and of reflection as well. So for some of us who have been Christians for a long time, or Christians that have just been for a while, maybe you feel like there's a need to put up a facade before man and before God. And the funniest thing is, like, when we do that, you know, we don't give God that opportunity to heal us of, you know, the hurts that we've accumulated in the past. When God really just wants to be a healer and He just wants to liberate you from the past so that you can walk in greater freedom and the destiny that He's called you to. So during this time, why don't you just invite the Holy Spirit to reveal things to you that are weighing you down. Ask Him to reveal it to you with the Word of God. And reflect on how you can be proactive about it. Is it time for you to, you know, diligently meditate on the Word of God every day? To, you know what He thinks of you? Could it be that you have hurts that require cascade and you need someone to minister to you and loose you from, you know, oppression, from, you know, bad memories, from trauma from the past? Today, you know, the Father is looking for your heart. And He's asking you, where do you stand with Me? You know, are there places of darkness that you are afraid to let Me see? When in all truth, I see it anyways, and I love You for who You are. Father, I ask today that you would shine in our lives with your Holy Spirit. We confess that we've hidden things from you, but right now we ask that you would search us, and wherever these wounds are, heal us. Father, we thank you for making us whole today. In Jesus' name. Let's first take this time to pray for Pastor Wayne Crook of Sky City Church. Let's pray for Sky City Church and for Wayne as well as his family, his wife Melody and his two kids Kayla and Riley. Let's pray for God to give him continually, just the grace and the ability to lead Sky City Church, as well as just to be, a husband and a father that focuses on his family first. Let's also pray that, his relationship with the Lord would be dynamic, and always that he would just depend on God for grace. Let's go to our community prayer focus. Let's pray for all these people on the list. Let's pray that they would encounter God. That would reaffirm, you know, who God is. How He is such a loving Father. Let's go to our next slide. Let's pray especially that you know, the kindness of God would draw them to knowing Him, to humbling themselves before God and recognizing that, you know, God is the Almighty Healer and that He is the only one that can be their Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Let's pray for others who have infirmities. Let's pray for those who are looking for jobs. Let's pray for, you know, God to refresh them, for them to just continually to put their hope in God. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for China. Let's pray for SP Beijing. Let's lift up Pastor Sam, Kim, and Annie, and all the leaders. Yeah, that God would just continually to bless them with unity, with one heart, mind, soul, spirit. And let's pray for China that, you know, the Holy Spirit would just hit the whole nation, and the whole nation would come to know the Lord. Let's pray. let's actually pray for Xinjiang as well. Let's pray for the school and the principal, pray for the students. Just ask for the Holy Spirit to hover over the people in the place, to prepare them to just, witness and experience the love of God. Let's lift up the staff. Please pray for P. Sam, P. Eugene, P. Carol, P. Sophia, P. Nate, Ken, Monica, and myself, as well as Sarah. Let's lift up the worship team and the AV teams, that they would have hearts of worship and serving, and that just for Pastor Nate and for Kenny and for all the members that serve, that continually that while they are worshiping and serving, that God would just minister to them and help them to see that as well, that they're, what they're doing is acts of worship. Let's pray. Finally, let's pray for house churches, Bonham, Kowloon, Lan Kwai Fong, and Old Peak Road will be meeting today. So let's really pray for an excellent time of worship, of fellowship, of discussion, and just even in the midst of that they would be, they would go into deeper reflection and deeper hungering for encountering God, encountering God's love. Father, we just thank you for this time to just pray, Lord, and see you work, Father God. Father, we thank you that, when we ask and when we receive, it shall be given to us, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for this time. And Father, I just pray that you would just really bless this time of prayer, Lord, individual prayer for people. Lord, that you would come, Lord, and you would just engage with your children, Lord God. Bless you guys, and have a good day.